Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Cody points out that every aspect of Mario Brothers is an acid trip. It is pretty crazy if you really think about it. First, they're plumbers. Secondly, they bash their head into bricks to get money. Thirdly, they're fighting like turtles and these little mushroom people until they come across a giant lizard. And why are plumbers trying to save a princess anyway? They're plumbers. They eat mushrooms and get bigger. They pick a flower and they can shoot fire. Well, how's that happen? The Dan Snyder thing has dropped.
Yeah, I've been reading that.
According to two sources close within the DC media world, the alleged bombshell report involving the Redskins will contain the following. Dan Snyder abuses drugs and alcohol. Snyder has paid off NFL officials to fix games, and some refs have made over $2 million from Snyder. He also says he's not the only owner to pay NFL officials.
If he's paying off refs, don't you think they would have won something by now?
Yeah, that's sort of where I'm calling BS. But who knows? I don't know.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. Know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. Comment there if you like. Miss the first 2 hours? That's some of what you miss. A lot of drug-induced child show stuff and things like that. And somebody texted, "What happened? Why is late hits not on Thursdays anymore?" This is just a switch because Glenn needed to be on Thursday instead of Tuesday. So late hits will be back tomorrow, right?
Late hits will be back on tomorrow. Yep.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 is your number. But yeah, you'll get Soccer Matters tonight and get late hits back tomorrow night. I like both those shows. I enjoy them both. But and we also got into the Washington Redskins thing, which is fairly I don't want to diminish it, but boy, this is a fairly common story, and it's not good that it's a common story, but it's not any of the stuff that was leaked out that was bombshell. It's basically a lot of sexual harassment, which...
Not shocking.
No, it's not shocking. It's not good, but it's not not shocking either. So, I don't know if you saw this. Get a little movie talk in here. Netflix did their list of the top 10 most popular movies ever on the service.
Okay.
But you didn't even try on
that. Of their movies or?
Of movies they've done, yes.
What was that one with Will Smith where he was the orc or whatever?
Bright.
That has to be up there.
Not in the top 10.
Really?
But think about it.
What's that movie with Thor that I haven't watched yet?
Numero uno.
Oh, is it?
Si.
What's
Extraction.
Extraction. Yeah, I haven't
Not to be confused it. With the Bruce Willis movie of the same name that is totally unlike it. Hmm. But here's the thing you have to consider. Like, Bright came out in normal times.
That's true.
Almost all this other stuff has come out.
Are these all movies or are they like movies. Documentaries?
Just movies, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are their most popular original films. Number one, Extraction. Number two, Bird Box.
That's the one where Sandra, what's her name, is blind.
Yeah.
Oh, The Irishman.
Number six.
Oh, I thought that'd be higher.
Boy, it's so long, though.
You know what? I still haven't watched it, and you know why I haven't watched it? Because it's so long. It's intimidating.
It is long, and that's the only negative to that. And the other thing I didn't like about it was the whole aging software that they
I've
use.
I've heard that that's not great.
It looks... It's like the kid in the movie, the fake kid in whatever movie that was. It distracted everybody. So Bird Box is two. Spencer Confidential is three.
I've never even heard of Spencer
Confidential. Mark Wahlberg. It's not bad. Six Underground is four.
Never heard of
that's
Six
Underground. That's Ryan Reynolds and Michael Bay.
Oh, that's the one that apparently has no plot. It's just him running around.
Yeah, they blow up a lot of stuff. It's eye candy.
Okay. Yeah, I don't watch that either.
Number five, Murder Mystery.
Haven't heard of that.
Haven't heard of it either. Six, The Irishman. Seven, Triple Frontier.
Haven't heard of that.
Eight, The Wrong Missy.
Have you heard of any of these?
Wrong Missy, I actually watched. It was pretty funny. It was
David Spade.
David Spade, trying to make him look too young in that movie, too.
Is this a recent David Spade
movie? Yeah.
And it was funny?
I thought
I didn't watch it.
I thought it was better than I expected.
When's the last... I mean, because I... on Aaron, what about you? When's the last time you saw David Spade and said, you know what? That's funny.
His Comedy Central show from time to time made me laugh.
In defense of this movie, it's not funny because of him.
Okay.
The chick who plays the wrong Missy is hilarious. And that's what makes it work. It's one of those the wife started watching. I'm like, I get no interest in this. Like, David Spade, he hasn't done anything in 25 years worth of damn. But then I watched it, and I found it to be very pleasant and enjoyable because the woman in it was hilarious.
Lauren Lapkus is her name.
Yeah, she made the movie, in my opinion. I'd be curious if anybody else has seen it and thought the same thing. Number 9, The Platform.
Never heard of it.
And number 10, The Perfect Date.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of that either.
Boy, I'm just out of the loop.
So, Murder Mystery stars Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Mm. Sounds horrible.
Yeah, somebody mentions, that doesn't sound like something I'm interested in. De Niro beating up that guy for grabbing his daughter looks bad, too. Yeah, that was... wrong Missy blew my very low expectations out of the water. Super funny. Actually, thank the old lady for making me watch with her. That's exactly how I felt about it. You know, because she'll go on and find stuff sometimes, and I won't be into it. And she watches a lot of shows that there's just no way I'm going to like. And I saw that. I'm like, this looks like it's going to suck, but... I'm just going to sit here and play the ponies on my computer. It was a Saturday afternoon. And about 10 minutes in, I'm like, okay, I'm glad you made me watch this. Somebody says Triple Frontier is easily the best movie on that list. I haven't seen it. I haven't heard of it. Who's in it? I'm getting a lot of wrong Missy was really funny. I have to say, the character she plays in that movie, I would be totally down with. She's like a fun nutball.
Okay.
That's how I like people. So he could barely walk, and they youngified him, and the kicks were so bad. That whole scene was like... And I went and read the book after I watched the movie, and I think they basically just almost word for word came straight from the book. I think it could have been edited down a little bit.
Yeah.
And it would have been a better movie. It didn't need to be that long. So, yeah. So, like, 15 texts like the wrong Missy, and 409 says, my brother told me it was funny after watching it. I felt sorry for him. He sucked. So, one out of about 15. That's pretty good percentage for the text line. So.
They're dropping Madden ratings every day now. Cornerbacks and safeties today. Cornerback Stephon Gilmore, 99.
Okay. Bradley Roby, 98.
99 may be a little high for Stephon. I like Stephon Gilmore. 99 might be a little high for me.
He had a 99-type season last year.
Jalen Ramsey, 94.
Off of last year, I thought he might drop a little.
I would have thought so, too. Richard Sherman, 92.
That's too high for him. He's not that good anymore. He's good, but...
Jaire Alexander, 90. Tre'Davious White, 90. Might be a little low. Marlon Humphrey, 89. Casey Hayward, 89. Byron Jones, 88. Darius Slay, 88. Patrick Peterson, 88.
Well, it sounds like they're just defaulting a bunch of guys to 88.
It really does. And safeties, number one, Harrison Smith with a 95.
Okay.
Tyrann Mathieu with a 93. Jamal Adams with a 92. Jamal Adams probably would... Jamal Adams or maybe even Derwin James would, to me, be the top safeties. But what do I know? Devin McCourty, 92. Kevin Byard, 91. Justin Simmons, 90. Derwin James and Eddie Jackson, both 89s. Micah Hyde and Earl Thomas, 88. I don't know if Earl Thomas is still...
He's probably not an 88 anymore. But
Minka Fitzpatrick, not listed in the top 10, even though... that Steelers defense was awful until he showed up.
He made all the difference in the world.
So
no
Texans today.
No Justin Reed?
No, I'm afraid not.
Yeah, I saw somebody leak the overall team numbers.
Uh-huh.
Your Texans were 18th.
Okay.
So
that's lower than their normal 16th.
Yeah, it is. I do think people are writing the Texans off a little too easily. They're mediocre. And all this, oh, they're going to suck, they're going to suck. They never really suck. They're going to be mediocre. Okay, Triple Frontier I have seen. That's Ben Affleck and Charlie Hunnam. And they put a team together to go get some drug money and take out a drug lord.
Is it good?
It's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, it's worth watching.
I think the only movie the only one I've watched on that list was Bird Box, and I didn't like it all that much.
Yeah, that sucked. But I actually like Ben Affleck, and I like Charlie Hunnam a lot too. So yeah, I'd forgotten what it was called, but I did watch that. And see, because sometimes I drink a little bit, so I don't really remember the name of movies. I can't tell you how many times a wife starts watching something, and I start getting into it, and I'm like, hey, what is this called again? She's like, I don't know. I just started watching it, and then you have to pause it and see what it is. So I guess I've seen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the 10. I have not seen Murder Mystery. I have not seen The Platform, and I have not seen The Perfect Date. But it is kind of a bad list because everybody's watching Netflix right now, so all these are recent. I mean, because I'm guessing that Bright did really well, and if they'd released
it. At the time, it was huge.
Yeah, which I watched that again a couple weeks ago. It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I don't like movies like that.
So yes, what about,
I don't like movies with orcs.
Yeah, well, I love the concept of the modern world if in Tolkien's books, after all that 2,000 years ago, they're all in the modern world. And I like the idea of the elves being the rich ones, the rich snobs, and the orcs always getting crapped on. I mean, it really did a good job dealing with racial stereotypes, but it also had magic, and you don't like magic. I like magic. I was a little disappointed there were no dwarves. Wanted to see some dwarf sex in there. Especially, what about Ridiculous 6? It did not make the list. That was not... How long has that list been out? Because it didn't include The Five Bloods or The Old Guard. I don't think I've seen The Old Guard. Was The Five Bloods Netflix or was that Amazon?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'd have to look it up. But Will Smith said there's supposed to be a Bright 2. I'd watch that. So
I don't need Bright 2.
713 said, quit my job today for a new offer and told my boss off while doing it. That was the best feeling ever.
Well, there
he's trying to counter and beg me to stay. And I just drop the mic and roll. There's nothing worse than a bad boss. We've all had them.
Can't tell if you're talking about me.
Aaron,
am I a bad boss?
I wouldn't characterize you as one.
That's all I was hoping you'd say. All right.
Yeah, I don't work for you, so I can say whatever the hell I want.
Right.
But I think you're doing a good job. I think he's doing fine. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz and some clarifications. So I went and looked up all three of the movies on that list that I hadn't watched. And one of them, like The Old Guard, has Charlize Theron. How I haven't known about that. I will watch anything she's in, so I will probably be watching that over the next day or two. One of them was The Perfect Date, and all I had to do was read the first sentence of the description. The Perfect Date is a 2019 American teen romantic comedy film. I'm out right there.
Yeah.
You just cut that off. I won't have any interest in that. Defy Bloods was Netflix, interestingly enough. But that's also not a movie that's going to be broadly appealing. And I liked it. I thought it was good. I think it's going to win some awards. A little too much yelling for me. You know, I don't like movies where there's a lot of yelling. It wasn't Uncut Gems yelling, but there was, you know. But I don't know if that was a Netflix original or not. And maybe it was. I know it's on Netflix, but these are originals. And Bright certainly was that. And the third one is a science fiction thing, that platform. A lot of people say it's good. The description looks awful weird, even for me. Kind of feel like I might not need to be stoned to watch it. Just that might change my opinion of it. Let's take a couple calls. Lamar.
Hey, man, it's Lamont, man.
Hey, Lamont.
What's up, man?
Hey, nothing much, man. Say, man, I really needed you guys today, man. Y'all was a breath of fresh air for me today. But I had a question for you guys, man. It's kind of left field, and I don't think it don't seem like anyone is talking about this. And I know both of you guys are very into sports, and y'all know in football or boxing or MMA, it's a whole bunch of cussing going on.
Yeah.
And I know in basketball, it's a whole bunch of cussing going on. And not only cussing, but it's other words going on. I just want to know from you guys, from the engineering or, you know, the technical side, you know, do you think they're going to be able to minimize all of that? I mean, it's no kind of way that they're going these guys are going to be able to play the sport without going out there just getting buck wild. And the funny thing about it is, even with the sports going full blast today, I mean, some of that stuff still bleed over. So now I'm wondering, like, you know, how they're going to guard this. Like I said, man, it's a wild off, you know, left field type of question, man. I just wanted to bring it to you guys, man.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do about language and stuff like that. I think they're probably asking these players to kind of not try to hold back some. And I wouldn't be surprised if we start getting more technical fouls called for things like that, because when referees can hear it, it won't shock me if they start doing it.
But aren't they doing the fake crowd noise?
I don't know what they're going to do, man.
Buster Olney was on First Take Your Take this morning and was talking about, I mean, different sport, of course, but wishing that they didn't have crowd noise, because you're going to hear a lot. Like, it would be great to hear what the field mics on the diamond will pick up of a pitcher, you know, screaming at an ump that he got the call wrong, and all the different F-bombs that fly when somebody hits a home run. I don't know what – I think that's what they're using crowd noise for, is to try to
– See, I would like that. That's I hate that the sport that I'm not allowed to talk about, I hate that they have the fake crowd noise on the main TV channel. I wish they would do that normal, like, and then have – if you want crowd noise, go to the app. But – Yeah, and condolences, man.
Yeah, Lamont lost his dad today. And was it COVID related or was it some other stuff? I don't even know. I haven't really. I reached out to Lamont privately. That's a tough thing, man. And Lamont is a. He and I have had our disagreements over the years, certainly, but that is a good listener to our show, a loyal listener.
Good, great contributor.
And great contributor, man. Yeah. He's lost his dad today, for those of you who don't know. So, lots of prayers out for him. That's got to be difficult, man. That's my nightmare, honestly. So.
No, it's the worst thing, and I think I mentioned this before. My dad and I were really close, and it sucked. I mean, he was too young, and man, he's been gone since 97 now. And, that's the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with in a personal matter. I mean, you can add up all the divorces and they don't even come close to that. So, all right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And yeah, I do think it was from the Rona, but,
damn.
Yeah. That's kind of brought everything down there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I don't have
And
any...
he didn't try to. I mean, he was asking about sports.
I know, but
that's all I was thinking about.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I mean, but I agree that is something that's going to come up. And most of these, now, if you're on network, then you can't, you've got to bleep that stuff, right? But if it's on ESPN or any of the other stations that are technically cable,
right?
You don't get in trouble for it. I kind of like that. I kind of like some insight of the game.
I was hoping when they first announced this, I told Tyler, I hope this is the beginning of the end of the FCC, because you're not going to be able to build a big enough audio delay where you're going to dump it out. It doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, the FCC is not going anywhere. If I got elected president, part of my overhaul of this entire country would be no FCC.
We don't need an FCC. Everybody here is a grown-up, all right?
Well, the FCC is two people. This is the person you pay when you want a new radio station or TV station, and this is the person who makes sure you renew your license. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, and you can have that without them stepping into everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's just, yeah. Because they're always listening. Always out there. All right.
And Chris brings up a good point. TBT did a good job blocking out the language on the court, and they set an example of how you could pull it off.
Let's try Larry.
Hey, sports.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, I just got a quick question. You know, I guess I want to just be throw something positive out there, but I really hope that, you know, you guys are big influencers, and you could put a request out there that they probably have one late night game where you can hear, like, all the F-bombs, you know, in basketball or all the crap, you know, like one late game for adults, you know, and all the kids are in bed. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Hopefully we get to that point someday. I'll hang up on this one.
Yeah. I mean, is it going to make you, does it change anything to hear the cuss words and stuff? Does it make the broadcast better? I don't know. I don't know if I need that.
Let's be honest. In regular broadcasts, you can hear stuff, I mean, all the time on the sidelines with those sideline mics. And so he says, I hear a lot of cussing while watching golf. How many times have you heard Tiger drop an F-bomb when there were fans and everything else? That's just, you know, it's part of sports.
That infamous Andre Johnson-Cortland Finnegan fight, before they came to blows, that play before it, they crashed into the actual on-field microphone guy, and all you heard were F-bombs back and forth. And then it was the very next play where they actually started punching each other.
Yeah, it's part of the game now. But if it's one of those things where you don't want your kids to hear it, then, you know, I understand. But it's also not realistic to expect it's not going to happen. And I think I hate fake crowd noise. It seems stupid to me. And I like some of the stuff they were doing where they were showing pictures of fans on their Zoom, like on the screens at the stadium. I thought that's pretty cool of a given team. I like that. But, I mean, fake crowd noise is for the broadcast to cover things up, basically. And you're going to do that with baseball? It's really? So are you going to have a thing where a long fly ball to left, you're going to is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of dumb. And, you know, somebody says the EPL has an option for it. But, yeah, but it's like the app. I want to watch it on the regular station. I don't want to go to a damn app so that I don't have to hear the fake crowd noise. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. And, you know, somebody says everything's better cussing, including when you guys are on stream only. Yeah, we did that one time, man.
Yeah, and that wasn't like, I don't know. It was fun, I guess, but it wasn't.
It's not anything that I ever need to do again.
No.
And in part because it's... Like, I cuss in my regular conversation constantly. I mean, anybody who's hung around me knows I mean, that's just every other word pretty much. But when I was a parent and I had kids, then when I was around them, I would totally shut that off. And that served me pretty well in radio. I just treat it the same way that I'm not going to drop an F-bomb intentionally because it's like talking in front of my kids. And having a couple shows where you didn't have to worry about that, while fun, I wouldn't want to make it a regular thing. And I hope we make our points, even though I don't have the F-bombs to do it. Believe me, there's a lot of you texters I would love to call the Australian word constantly. Because it's such a great word, the way they use it. It's like we use dude, except they, you know, it has a lot of different connotations, but the law doesn't allow it. I've been jamming on these guys, by the way. They're really good. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Stink fisting on the Twitch thing says fake crowd noise is like a laugh track on a sitcom. Just ruins it. Yeah, I think it's like I listen to a couple of comedy channels on Sirius, and there's times when they're using a laugh track for the comment for the comics. That's what it's like, because you can just tell it's fake. And you know that I can kind of understand, but yeah,
the I guess we didn't really talk about it yet, but Zion had to leave the bubble for a family related medical matter. He's going to have to re-quarantine. Who knows how long he'll be gone, but you know the Pelicans aren't happy about that. You know the NBA is not happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to have to be, I'm sure I'll have to follow the same rules that he did when he got there, just like Harden had to do when he came in late. But it sounds like a significant enough family event that he needed to get out of there. So, you know, family's got to come first. Now I'm remembering all these stories that we created about Zuno, and I remember at the end when the kids got older, he became an assassin who took out a Finnish drug cartel and did a lot of blow in hookers. I think this might have, there might be something to this. I might be able to make something out of it. But yeah, just a strange aside, hookers and blow and a blue-nosed reindeer who's an assassin. You see, Mike Golic is going to be doing college football analysis for ESPN. If there's college football,
yeah. I mean, is he still under contract with them, or what's the deal?
I guess so.
Just trying to find some way to get him to do some work until he's out of his contract.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's what it is. But he didn't want to leave. He actually offered to go back to doing Mike and Mike, and they told him no. So I'm guessing they're done with him. Which. Okay, he's not the worst guy on there. I mean, I think I like him. But, here's one. Here's some news that not so good. This might be in Hoffman on Hollywood. I may be stealing one of your stories.
It's all right.
The Deadpool creator says doesn't look like there's going to be a third film. He said, you know what? There may not be another Deadpool, and I'm fine because I have to live with the fact that I had two amazing experiences, two movies I'm extremely proud of. I love knowing everybody on those movies. And he goes, so I love all these people. Says, the work they did was fantabulous. Those movies are here to stand the test of time, you know, but in the world we live in, nothing is guaranteed, and it takes a lot to make movies. And post-quarantine, it's weird. Now, obviously, since Disney acquired Deadpool, then it's going to be up to them whether or not they want to continue it. I think that whether or not they do an X-Force movie maybe, or Deadpool appears in something else. But that's not a great sign, because I like those movies. To me, those are what comic book movies, before they got all serious. That's kind of, I mean, the humor and everything that's so well done. It kind of reminds me of what the Spider-Man comics were in the newspaper growing up, which I don't know if you read all those, but they, like, every day and every Sunday, they'd have different Spider-Man comics in the newspaper. And Peter Parker was a bleep talker and was funny, and it was off the cuff, but then it'd get into serious stuff. And that's kind of what those movies took me back to, was that. So I hope there's more of them, because I find them hilarious. And I think Ryan Reynolds makes a good Wade Wilson, and, you know, it's just fun show. Would hate to see them not return it. A couple other things here before we run out of time. Just wanted to, I don't know, this is kind of a limited thing, but we've had the guy on the show before, and I've talked about him. That one time I was friends with the guy, but Bob Baffert suspended for 15 days by the Arkansas Racing Commission because he had one of his horses test positive. He had another one test positive in New York. He's also the guy who trained the horse that tested positive before the Triple Crown, Justify, and then was allowed to run anyway, he would not have had enough points and would not have been able to run, and winds up winning the Triple Crown, even though he tested positive. At some point, you know, you don't keep testing positive for stuff like this if you're doing things on the up and up. And it's obvious the guy is skirting the rules and cheating, and I mean, there shouldn't be any place in there for it. But that's, it goes back to that cheating thing I wrote last week. People just shrug their shoulders. Oh, it's cheating in horse racing. Big deal. Every day, somebody's caught.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this guy's got two Triple Crown winning horses. He's one of the most successful trainers of all time. And he's still getting caught with crap. So, people want to know how long we're going on vacation. And Sean says it didn't seem like it was their choice. No, it was definitely our choice to go on vacation. AJ is going out of town. And I just decided I haven't taken an actual day off in, well, I mean, we took some time off in London, but we were kind of working. Other than that, I haven't taken a day off since last June. So I decided I'll take a few days off while AJ's gone so that we don't have to worry about getting fill-ins and stuff like that. And we'll have late hits. And Aaron will take care of things. So, but yeah, it's just for a few days. What, 4 days, I guess?
Yeah. Four shows.
Yeah, four shows, and so 6 days total. So that'll be cool. And I'll be on Twitter probably talking bleep to people. Don't worry. But yeah, it's nothing like that. Nobody, we're not doing furloughs or any of that. We're fine. We're doing fine here. We're hanging in there.
It is.
And we're doing the best we can, and we're just going to keep doing that.
And the other thing is we wanted to rather than us both or one of us be gone and have to like mix and match show hosts, sometimes it's just better to have a show come in and do a show for us.
And I don't mind doing that, but I did that a couple weeks ago. And so, this way it's easier. And like I said, I was looking for an excuse to take some time off, and so this is a good one. That was better.
Thank you.
You had you had the really good one at 5:28, and then you had some weaklings. That was better. Did you see it's dust in the wind for Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick?
I did see that. Now, that was in my Hoffman on Hollywood, but that's all right.
Oh, really?
Well, just about the new girl.
Okay, well, I don't know anything about the new girl, so save that.
Okay.
That can be a transition coming out of this break. But this dude picks the weirdest chicks. Remember the actress he was dating? She had all kinds of issues.
Olivia Munn?
Yeah. Danica Patrick is a nut. She's an absolute nut. So...
Well, I guess my biggest issue with the Danica Patrick thing is I don't find her all that attractive.
Oh, I don't find her attractive just looking at her, and I find her less attractive when she starts talking. She's just, that's somebody who was famous because she was a female racer who everybody thought was good, who never won a damn thing in her life. But, and then... She was a jerk. She's just unlikable. Yeah. And I can't imagine if you're Aaron Rodgers why you're messing with that. But, I get you want to date famous people. That's cool. I don't know. Maybe all famous women
are crazy. I just feel like he could do better than Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
But, listen. Who am I to say what makes somebody fall for somebody? Like, I still don't get the whole Patrick Mahomes thing. Like,
yeah, what is he doing with that?
I don't get it.
Well, as long as they're happy, that's all that matters. But clearly he's not happy since he dumped her. So I could have told you, Aaron. I could have told you, not you, Aaron. Aaron Rodgers. Sorry. Also a famous Aaron. We never got into famous Aarons, but Aaron Rodgers is up there. I could have told you that this thing was a mess. She is just an absolute nightmare, and it wouldn't last. He didn't listen. He didn't ask. So not much I can say. But these celebrity couples, what are you going to do?
Some sports news.
Yeah.
This isn't top division college football, but the CAA, the Colonial Athletic, is not going to play football in 2020. And you may be saying, well, that's silly. What is that a big deal? Well, James Madison is coming off an appearance in the national championship game. They won the national championship a few years back. For that level, it's pretty big time. It's a pretty big time conference. So that's a big deal. They had 8 games. They had 13 games against FBS opponents, but 8 games against Power 5 competition. So that's, and it looks, I think all of these except one, Duke, North Carolina, North Carolina State, Wake Forest, Pitt, and Kansas are the ones that would have their schedules impacted. So almost all ACC opponents and then Kansas. So that's a lot of, that's a lot of impact. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if they're not the last one to do this.
Well, Patriot League shut down earlier this week, said no fall sports. So, I think the smaller ones will go first. And
because those don't make as much money,
right? But I don't think we're done with this. I'm not going to be totally shocked if there's no Conference USA or even the MAC or Sun Belt or something like that. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and only one last segment to go. So let's do a little Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's start with a little porno news, Fred.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody about that.
One of the things that happens is if there's something big in the world, then porno will find a way to do a parody of it. And finally, Tampa-based Blazed Studios has announced that they've begun casting calls for a Tiger King porno that will be filmed once the COVID-19 epidemic is behind us. The film has already secured porn stars Macy Cartel as that bitch Carol Baskin.
Okay.
Nadia White as Joe Exotic. And you might be thinking, how? That's Joe Exotic. Is Joe Exotic. He's
That's very creepy.
Yeah, it's a woman.
Yeah.
With a painted on mustache and giant cans and really awful, awful tattoos. And Warren Peace as Doc Antle. And you can expect a cameo from Carol's missing husband, Don. He said, I had multiple friends tell me it was the number one thing I needed to watch, said studio owner Mark Blaze. I posted on Facebook that I was going to watch it, and within minutes, Macy Cartel replied and said she smelled a parody and she wanted to be that bitch Carol Baskin. Soon afterward, Nadia White sent me a photo of her as Joe Exotic, and that was it. The project was born. So there you go. Now we'll have a Tiger King porno coming our way.
It doesn't really appeal to me.
Nor me.
But I'm sure someone out there will like it.
Now this is appealing to me. Dez, ITV's drama starring David Tennant as British serial killer Dennis Nilsen, has been acquired by a raft of international broadcasters and streamers, including AMC Network, Sundance Now, and the U.S., Canada, and the Caribbean. It's been in Europe, and it's been very popular in Europe. And so the U.S. now has some rights to it, which means a good serial killer drama coming to America. And if you don't know anything about Dennis Nilsen, he is the guy who, and spoiler alert, I guess this may ruin the television show for you, so I'll give you 3, 2, 1. But Dennis Nilsen, the way he got caught was he was chopping up his victims into tiny little pieces and flushing them down the toilet. And finally, his plumbing got so backed up that the plumber had to come, and he was like, hey, there's a bunch of dead body parts in here. What the hell? So that's interesting to me. So it should be coming to the U.S. here soon. Man, are you a Shark Week guy?
No, not really. I've watched it one time, and it just didn't do anything for me.
Somehow on August 9th, Discovery Channel during Shark Week is going to have a show called Tyson versus Jaws: Rumble on the Reef, which is being billed as a boxing match between Mike Tyson and a shark.
Oh, this reminds me of when they did the stupid thing with Michael Phelps and it wasn't real. It was just he was swimming alongside. They weren't, I mean, it wasn't an actual race. That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah. And Mike Tyson's talking about it like it's real.
Well, they talked about that race like it was going to be real, too.
I took on this challenger to overcome fears I still deal with in life. I equate this with overcoming my fear of getting back into the ring at 54 years old. I learned from this during Shark Week that whatever intimidates me, I'm still able to step up to the challenge of overcoming anything that would prevent me from accomplishing my life's mission of reaching my highest potential in life and bringing me closer to God. And then he said, someone's going to get bit.
Nah, this sounds just like the Phelps promo.
August 9th to August 16th
I'm passing.
Shark Week. Alex Trebek shared an update about his health. Says, I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment. It's been paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. So Alex Trebek looks like obviously it's not easy, but he is responding well to his cancer treatment. So maybe Alex Trebek's going to pull through. That would be nice. And what I was talking about earlier with Aaron Rodgers, now reported to be dating Shailene Woodley. Are you familiar with her work?
I am not. What is she?
She's an actress. She was in the Divergent movies.
Okay.
Which are like dystopian type movies.
I've seen at least one of them.
She's like the main chick in those movies.
Okay.
She's one of those girls who, when I look at her, I'm like, is she hot? And I can't really tell if I'm attracted or not. It's a really weird thing, but she's very young. She's like 26. So Roger's getting younger, dropping Danica Patrick, moving younger. So I guess it says she's also known for a movie called The Fault in Our Stars, which I'm
not familiar with that.
I'm not familiar with it either. But the Divergent series, I have at least seen one of those movies too. My wife likes those things. So Aaron Rodgers drafting a rookie to replace a veteran.
Yeah. Well, it's probably good to trade down in age. Plus, come on, Danica. That wasn't going to last. We know that. So good for him, ride this pony for a couple of years and then move on to the next one. Smart thing to do.
That is Hoffman on Hollywood.
Why, I'm curious, and it's too late in the show to get into this today, but maybe somebody can let me know tomorrow. Why do women like these dystopian future shows like Hunger Games? Women love
they
Hunger
probably
Games.
Wonder why we like, dragon movies and things like that. I don't know.
I'm just curious. But no, it just seems to be a female thing that they really are into these dystopian future deals. I like some of them, but yeah, to me, how Hunger Games took off the way it did, and I know that the books were huge before the movie ever came out, but stuff like that, Divergent, women love that. I don't know. It's like, do they want to live in a world without men? Is this a secret fantasy
it's
thing?
It's entirely possible, and I wouldn't blame them.
I wouldn't either. We've screwed this thing up enough. We've had our chances. All right, that's going to wrap it up. There's only one day left in the week. This thing's flying by. Aaron, solid job today, sir. Not bad for you, really. AJ, great job. That was pretty decent today. We will do it one more time this week. Tune in tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.